Blog Talk Radio.
Westside BBC. Westside BBC. I take a look at myself, I like what I'm seeing. I'm far from conceited, just a fly human being. I dress, talk, and smell as if I want the world. Learn to steal and that's real, as it attracts the girls. My sunshine for time, margaritas with the with lime. Half-baked in these D.C. streets, and if you can't stand the heat, ain't got to tell you about the kitchen. Sin City living, how you tweaking an engine. Stealing for a living, cause the city, the frequency is a hell of a sin. The city raised the grinch, taught him how to steal land both sides of the fence. Gave him a gun and told the rabbit to have fun, not just county boundaries, mountains, time zones, 41 states, crept in, 15 crept in, and look at me, mama, I'm still dipping. Rest till I die, nigga, try me, fuck a IV. They got 48 hours to find me, burn the whole crime scene. And all they know is you smoke good greens and live by all means. With the heart of the whole team, you think it's easy to flip from sugar to shit, smoke up the scene and burn rubber and weed with it, designed for the three energy in it. East side, you see the West LV represent explicit. And if y'all think I came to talk pimp shit, bitch, you got me twisted. It's 3-A-N-G-S-T-A, period, and I just look like this. I tell them I just look like this. And Lord knows I ain't never been a punk about shit. I lit a G-code where most of y'all niggas just talked it. Kicked in toes and pimped hoes, where the G's at? Cause this ain't the Lancy Street.
Please believe that.
You fuckin' with me, you get P shit, G shit, West Side 3 shit on 1P, bitch. My rock and roll lock and load, and ain't no luck. When them niggas talking loud, and ain't saying nothing. But I kick the type of shit that can break a bitch. Like a thief, anything I want, I'm taking it. Out of control, rock and skate with it. Left side, and Lord know I ain't no faking it. I took my game from the streets and jumped states with it. Game remain the same, although the name changed cause they face strange. And if I got the gang bang, I burn rubber and weed and lead a bitch right now, man. From blue rags to tracks with hoes that attract tricks and jack dick, that's how it crack, bitch. Think it's a game, it's a fact, bitch. Fuckin' with Tone P, I'll get your bitch ass blasted off the mat trick. You want something soft to play with, nigga, shit in your hand and squeak. The 3ST, bitch. Down the street, nigga. The white street. To back to the street, nigga. BBC, nigga. Arr. Arr. Oh yeah, explicit, huh? And if you think I came to talk pimp shit, bitch, you got me twisted. It's 3-A-N-G-S-T-A, period, and I just look like this. I tell him I just look like this. I tell him I just look like this. I tell him I just look like this, huh? I tell him I just look like this.
Enhanced this evening. The air date of this episode is November 30th, 2021. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, the year 2021 is winding down. So, as we had stated, you know, after Biden has been up there and we seeing all the havoc that he's causing and what have you with the gas prices out here and whatnot. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, our episode was inspired by the Anchorman, also referred to as the Blizzard. And on the introductory track, you know, that there was the brother there with the mix set. So we're going to big good evening to our co-hosts, Brother Chad Nkrumah in Denver, Colorado, and we're coming to you live tonight, ladies and gentlemen, from Oakland, California, the birthplace of the Black Panther Party. Good evening in there to you, Brother Chad. How you be?
Hey, yeah, peace, love, and light, and Black empowerment. I'm all right, Brother Shabaka, you know, just staying on code. B1
yes,
to the
sir.
Book. Black first, black, all black everything.
Oh, absolutely.
What staying on code is all about, what the code is, and all that good stuff.
Yes, sir.
We have another caller, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
folks, so this is Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced tonight, and we're coming to you from Oakland, California tonight. Our episode tonight is, okay, and our episode tonight is being on code. Just got some suggestions out here, being on code economically, politically, commercially, and educationally. Economically, we start trading with ourselves, support black-owned businesses, you know, with agricultural goods, such as when we grow our own food. We're still going to need people to disperse it, you know, to within the black community, set up some businesses like that. That's warehousing jobs. That is delivery jobs, what have you. Economically, same thing when it comes to high tech, is because we contribute so much to the gross national product of the Europeans and the United States off of our raw materials, in addition to our sweat and blood and literally
our lives. There's a lot of noise on the background.
Okay, yeah, we got to minimize our background noise. If you can, put yourself on silk mute if you got background noise. And then secondly, getting on code is educationally, you know, get our children, you know, about these public indoctrination centers, you know, that we always commonly mention and what have you. And therefore, too, that they would have our children focused on doing something for themselves as opposed to being misled that the only way that
they can
get a... I'm echoing.
Yes.
Okay. Now, right, well, go ahead and carry on the show. And I'm going to self-mute myself so we can cure this problem.
All right, we got another caller out of four.
I would like to start with the show I just witnessed over here at DPS on...
Hold on, Brandy. I got to bring this caller in. Caller from 437, last 42799. I'm going to unmute you. Caller from 437-2799. What's your name and where you calling from?
Yo, what's up? It's Kaleem Shabazz calling, you know what I'm saying, from T-Dot. Feeling the vibe. It's good to be together with you and build some strategy to build out the situation that we're in.
Yes, sir. Welcome. Okay, Brandy, what were you saying about DPS?
Hello, Brother Shabazz. Yeah, man, I was
how you doing,
that show. And, how you doing, love? Thank you. Thank you very much for asking. I was watching that show, okay, that we were watching over there in Colorado, and I just must say that was, like, the biggest act of fucking coonery I've ever seen in my life. I had to tune out. I had to tune out because how everybody goes to preach, you know, black teachers in schools, blah, 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 black, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You got the one black woman. Man, I'm over here talking shit in the forum. There was one black woman. You barely hear this, bro, at all. It's pitiful. I'm like, speak up, man. You got black women listening. You know what I mean? Like, I can't hear shit, man. It's just sense of empowerment in there. Then you got the white, they make Scott Easterman, a white dude, treasure. I'm going to talk about not getting black money and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, but you make a white man who has an obvious agenda, treasure, right? And nobody's going to notice. I ought to be the bad guy. I'm like, look, you already talked about racism in school, whoop-de-whoop-de-woo, blah, blah, blah. And now look what you done did. Now look what you done did. Everybody thinks it's a happy marriage. Starts out beautiful in the beginning, turns into fucking us taking major L's, broke, more broke, children more messed up, and all of the premise that they'll say whatever to get in the office, man, and have no real agenda for black children. One broad forgot to mention black and brown children or whatever. Kay Anderson gave up his power and decided to take a step down to some broad and become vice president. But he want to wear a kente. I don't understand. I have to get out of there, man. I tuned out.
In regards to staying on code, this is clearly off
code. That wasn't on code. None of that was on code. None of that was on code. You know it. I know it. I'm sure Brother Jeff on some level knows it. If he didn't, I'd make sure he knew it. Eric, so I got to be the bad guy. God, man, that was horrible. I can't see any more travesties today, okay? Ain't nobody on code, man. And they say it is, but it's not in the heart. They're not acting on it in their heart. They just, it's nice to say the words, though. God, feel about it.
Well, what
say
it is that, okay, well, see, what it is to get on code, you have to start with the youth. You see? Because, you know, because I look at how, we went back economically, politically, and educationally, you know, up in the last 40 years. You see, so it's going to take a while to do it. But, however, you know, knowing, you know, what causes the damage, working on that and correcting those issues, you see, you know, that might could change right there. But the main thing is putting our own selves to work.
I think everybody should get the codified books that Jesse got. Everybody should get one for Christmas and just start send them out NASA in like three. Everybody do the cool, just get one. That's it. They just get one off top. You hear me? Just because. Just have them forcefully read that, like, baby food. You know what I mean? Like, they lost. They lost. They can't go nowhere with us. They got to stay back. They lost.
Yeah, that's background noise. I don't know where it's coming from. But, yeah, everybody should have it. Everybody that's black and a victim of racism and white supremacy should have the United Independent Compensatory Code System /Concept, a textbook workbook for thought, speech, and or action for victims of racism and white supremacy.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a good read, man. Right. It's a very good, very good, intelligent read. It's very in-depth. It's strategic. It gives you, it's like food for your brain. Like, it's good. I don't know why nobody, I don't want to say I don't want to know, but nobody got it. I'm sure the codified people got it. I don't understand why these people I read it. I read it every time I go to Jesse's house and he's in the restroom. He don't see me reading it. But I'm reading it. You hear me? I'm reading it. There's three of them. Because I can't read them all at once, but, you know, I just don't listen to that. I just keep reading. Because it's good, you know? It's interesting. It's what you need to hear. It's what you need to, like, mold yourself by. Like, it's yourself, everything we've been talking about. I don't know. I think these people are lost their money and daddy and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, people. I mean,
still there?
Yeah, we still here. We still trying to take everybody knowledge in, so everybody got a chance to really build off each other's energy. I think it's good that we can come together and really discuss these things. I think vision plus commitment equals success. I think if we can build a vision for a greater community, we commit to the process, we can become successful in our endeavors. There's no question that we have the ability and we have the money. We just don't have the organization. Organization will take some commitment in order for us to build a structure which is able to withstand the onslaught of white supremacy that we see. I mean, excuse me, white degeneracy, because we realize that the white people that we are given misnomers to saying are supreme are actually not. They're degenerates. And we have to realize that we are empowering them by giving them such titles. So, I mean, we got to be careful, mindful with our words, and let our words be connected to emotions that are beneficial for our progress.
True indeed. I just call the people devils, man. You know what I mean? They ain't no supreme, they ain't no that special, man. This is devils. It's real wishy-washy.
Is it money or is it power that drives it, though? That's my question.
With them? Oh, shit. I feel it's both with them. Well, really, the power. You know what I mean? I think it's the power. You know what I mean? I think with them, they drive, everything they drive them is power. They take power over us. It influence over the people, man. As long as they got influence over the people, they control everything, you know, that's what they want, man. You know what I mean? That's what I think, though. But I got all the answers. You know, the devil is mischievous, man. And when I talk about the devil, I'm talking about the white man. And what we need to do is stay on color. I thought that was the topic for tonight. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It is the topic.
It's for me. So I'm just making sure because, you know, it's all about doing the right things for the right reasons. Staying on cutting some heat is doing what's right. One thing I know that's right is dedicating my life to being a vessel for my people, being a servant to my people. You know, doing everything I could do to add on to the general populace of black folk. You know, like Shabaka always says, I can't go in front of my ancestors without I gave what I could. All the time I had on planet Earth. That ain't this is shit. Statistics is just on some bullshit.
You're breaking up.
What's up? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. So, you know, I can't go in front of the ancestors, man, you know, with failure. You know what I mean? I can only come with the best I gave, you know what I mean? So at the end of the road, man, I'm giving all I got, man. You know, and that's why we have this platform. That's why we try to teach each one teaching according to their own understanding. You know what I mean? And
right.
Staying on code means being true to yourself and being true to the game, per se. You know what I mean? You know? I don't, like, one thing for me is I don't fuck with white girls at all.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And to me, that's staying on code. You know what I mean? Because they ain't got nothing to offer me, and I ain't got nothing to offer them. We ain't equal. You know what I mean?
Well,
I feel that's part
of
the
code. Well, see, on that there, Anchorman, you see, you know, the black woman and the black male, that there is the basis of the black family, you know what I mean? I mean, that there is just a universal law and principle, you know what I mean? And then, too, when we look at all these trillions upon trillions of dollars that are being used off of our natural resources from the continent and that they're being used against us, such as Professor P.L.O. Lumumba gave a great lecture on about how the Chinese are coming up there getting all the raw land and access to the materials and raw natural resources, you know, for silicon, tungsten, and what have you. And then you got a lot of these neo-colonialists over there on the continent, you know, that is just straight knuckling up under these guys. You see what I mean? So that's one thing we got to get on code, too, on an economical platform, and also, too, about spending our revenue with ourselves. We also have to get on code,
recycle the black dollars. You're right about that, Shabaka.
Oh, yes, sir. You know, because, see, that there's a universal law and principle, man. You know what I'm saying? This is how all these other groups is doing it. But what they do is that they get their seed money to enhance their groups like they've been doing for the last 40 years that I've witnessed, man, with all these other groups coming into the black community, opening up these damn liquor stores for starters.
Yeah. You know, one thing about staying on code to me is thinking about the future, the deeper future. Because, you know, we can think about tomorrow, but what about the generation after us and the other generations to come? You know what I'm saying? You know, because everything is a chain reaction,
right,
and a domino effect, man. And we got to set the standard now. Now we got to set the standard. That's being on code. We got to set the code. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people have faltered, and the people who are in power, as far as black people is concerned, they're not living up to the standard, and they're not living up to the code, so they're setting a bad example for the other people who see them in the limelight. You know what I mean? Because,
right,
you know, look at all the celebrities and shit. You know what I mean? All the basketball players, football players, all that shit. You know what I mean? They ain't really doing nothing, man. With all the money that they got, they could give a little bit extra, you know what I mean, to the community,
oh, yeah,
man.
Well, you see. Glad you brought that up, man, because that was one of the issues I was going to cover. We must control all the commerce and trade within the black community, no exceptions, providing jobs and skill training, you see, for our youth. You see what I'm saying? It's because, like, as they talk about, like with Dr. Boyce Watkins, about generational wealth, you see, that's one way to do it. You see, we have to get more creative. You see what I mean? It's because, as you know, basically, you know, they got our youth believing you go to college, get you a four-year degree, go get a job. But the thing is, though, that's a universal law and principle, is that you're either going to be an entrepreneur or you're going to be working for one.
Right. Either you're going
to
be a consumer
or employee. That's how you got to start building our black businesses.
Well, see,
that's how building our black businesses, like Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us a foundation. That was the key
right
there when he started to, you know what I'm saying, put out grocery stores, cleaners, newspapers, and things of that nature.
Right.
Marcus Garvey did the same
all
thing.
That.
No one's done that since. And all these black ball players got all this money, but they just want to live high off the hog. I mean, we got to call them out to account and let people realize that these guys have an opportunity to actually change history or our story and actually put us in the driver's seat once and for all. But because people are really young and impressionable, we're putting a lot of pressure on young, impressionable people who are, you know what I'm saying, seeing money for the first time, like a lot of it, and they're spending it on trinkets. You know what I'm saying? We got to really start to educate our ball players a lot better.
Okay, well, that's where you got to get off into, you know, teaching them or training them, showing them by examples of wealth management. You see?
Yeah.
Because you need proper wealth management to get generational wealth. You see what I mean? And another thing in these public indoctrination centers, that's one of the things that they don't even teach. They don't even teach home economics anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. I have a question, Brother Shabaka. Man, how much, what a motherfucker got to pay to get accredited where they could have their own curriculum or their own university or some shit, man? Because we need our own universities, bro. Because the shit ain't what's good for us. You know what I mean?
You see.
I mean, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had his own university, and the black people are performing really well inside these institutions, proving that when we teach ourselves right, you know what I'm saying, we can excel. So we're not getting enough respect in some of these institutions or the indoctrination centers that exist right now, and they're losing their mind because it's an issue right now. Like we're seeing with CRT, right? Critical race theory. People are being confronted with truth, and they can't handle it.
Yeah, exactly.
Strictly black online schooling for K through 12 and on beyond. Right. It is actually seemed to be much more beneficial than what was ever given to us. You know, I think that's the new wave, and might as well try that, you know, to homeschool your children anyway and put them in, black schooling online with accredited professors that not only teach everything but also teach holistic, metaphysics, you know, all sorts of sciences that are beneficial that we never got.
Well, that
that's a good thing, too.
Okay,
and
but
look into
that's right. You hitting it hard, sister.
Okay.
Hitting it hard.
Yeah, but like Carter G. Woodson said, is that we got to have the checks and balances on, and I think even Dr. John Henry Clark has said this here, too, about the miseducation of the Negro and then the miseducators who perpetuated future miseducators after them.
But I'm saying people with the knowledge of themselves, you know, with the higher learning of, you know, a conscious African-centered education, you know, with doctors, you know, opening up their opening up their own schools, you know, that's what we need to do. Not, I mean, I could understand K through, you know, 12 or whatever, but I'm talking about on the higher learning level because,
have all
you know,
of that now.
We need that,
they're,
man.
They're expanding, Romel. They're expanding. You just got to look into it when you get up. But they're expanding. There's so much knowledge out there that they feel like even us as adults don't have. And they're trying to get it to us, man. It's like I'm telling you that everything has been moved since the COVID thing. They moved to online and to get the kids out to school
okay,
and homeschool
okay,
them and teach them
okay.
all that good stuff. Now, that happens from there to there, you know. From everybody got different children of different ages, including adults that need to go to school. You know, me, myself included. You know what I mean?
Well, see, that's where you get some vocations going in, okay? It's because, as we always have stated on these platforms and others, is that it's the miseducation of where they took the skills out of, what is that they call that, their high school? You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because at first you used to have the wood shops, the metal shops, auto mechanic shops,
yeah,
and what
yeah,
have
yeah,
you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I think they don't call them electives. They don't have that no more. You see what I mean? So therefore, so when a dude does get his degree or go get his college education or miseducation or education or what have you, you'll say he's conditioned to go out here and work for somebody else as opposed to dealing with risk management and venture capital of building businesses up within our own community.
Right.
You see, so this is one of the items of the mindset that's got to change, and this is what I meant by like on the
educational
side.
Yeah, we got to stop relying on them, man. Yeah, we got to stop relying on them for the knowledge, you know what I mean, and for the education because, you know, they ain't going to lead us nowhere, man, but to our own damnation. You know, further and deeper into slavery is where they're going to lead us, you know, with their misinformation, their trick knowledge. The trickery, you know what I mean? So, you know.
Well, their education is not education. It's indoctrination. They're indoctrinating
from
white supremacist viewpoints and thought processes. And we have to deprogram ourselves from that madness, deprogram our children from that madness, and educate our own every chance that we get. Right.
Exactly. You see, and also, too, you got to look at this here, as you said so well, Brother Che, this is a marathon, not a sprint. You see,
right.
Because the current state that we're in, not to mention the previous shit that we went through before then, right, it's going to take at least 50 years to correct this shit. Two generations.
Right, right, right. Yeah, we got to think
and
into
look
the
at
future,
all this
at least 100 years.
I don't know, man.
I'm
if we want to, though.
No,
we can
really
do
between
it
50 to 100
years.
We're
at now. Yeah, but what? Start now. Why not start now? It shouldn't take that long.
Yeah, we start really now. We start now, but I'm saying we got to calculate, and the results that we're looking for aren't going to happen overnight is what they're saying. Correct me if I'm wrong, brother.
Precisely.
Right.
I don't know. I don't want to disagree. I'm not going to disagree. What I'm saying is, I learned so much in 1 year than I have my whole life. And 1 year can turn into many once your brain is open,
it's full
of sponge.
You're right.
It's a nut, and you just want more and more and more. And you know
what
I mean? And you want more and more from a good response. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Hell
yeah,
I see what you're saying. Because
we can get so much
done
right now with the life we got now. For us.
Yeah, true indeed. Our knowledge is so potent. The knowledge that we deal with, the black-centered knowledge that we deal with, the knowledge itself that we deal with, is so potent that it enhances us
faster, and, you know, it enhances our minds with more impact than their education would. So you're right about that.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing at all. What I'm saying is that if your mind is like my mind is like a sponge. Like, I learned so much in 1 year, right? And I think, like, I'm a very fast learner. So if I had children now, and they're learning at the rate I'm learning so quickly, it's easily to absorb things and take it in and use it, right? They'll be much quicker than what I am now, and I'm pretty fast. So, you know, I think that they'll be much quicker, and their children will be much quicker, and they wouldn't lack on the stuff that I never got. I'm catching up 42 years later. Yeah, really. They're going to be at fresh start, fresh palate, fresh sponge, and even to absorb the good information, not the information that was surrounded in racism, white supremacy, chattel slavery, you know, trade, just all the ugly stuff that comes with it, the abuses, the brutalities. You know what I mean? They can just see it, and then they can fight it and combat that on their own if they have the knowledge we have given to them. You know what I mean? I'm learning differently.
Mm-hmm,
I had to reprogram my whole brain.
You're right.
All right, we have two callers out of different area codes. The first caller is out of a 810, last 41615. What's your name and where you calling from?
Good evening, everybody. I'm TV Wahid out of Michigan.
Oh, and, welcome, sister.
Welcome, Queen.
Thank you. I've listened to everything that everybody said, and I agree. I agree with the sister. I agree with the other brother. And the other brother, too. I think that we can do this, but it's like we have to touch a base, each one of us, in our own city and in our own state. And where we can touch that is to touch the lives of a lot of our youth that are now in the educational system, starting at, I would at least say, fourth grade. Because I've worked with K through 12, all grades, okay? I'm in the educational system. So when I get the chance, a lot of times I do get the chance to talk with them. And there are a lot of them that are aware, but there are some that are not quite aware. And they are thirsting for this knowledge. Like, I can tell them about Dr. John Henry Clark and show them some things that he has said, and they've never heard this before. So it's like, you know, they thirst for more each time. You know, and these are the things that, I try to get away from saying they, because I already know that they're not going to teach it because they never did teach it. But see, it starts in the home as well. But if the parents don't know, you know what I'm saying, or they just felt like, look, if some parents who actually feel like if they teach their children the real true history of the African in America, that they'll begin to hate white people. Okay, now this is where I feel like this is a danger and has been a detriment to us, because they have not done that for us. You know what I'm saying? Which we never did anything to them anyway, but I'm just saying, do you really think that they're sitting at home teaching their children to love you? No, that's not what's happening. When you don't teach your child about their history and culture, you leave them open and susceptible to anything that comes at them, because they won't be able to identify it subliminally, covertly, overtly, or whatever. They won't have the tools to deal with this society from that African in America's view. You know, that they won't have that in their heart. They're for lack of knowledge, they're cut off from the root. And when you cut off from the root with bread from ignorance with no knowledge, that is a recipe for total disaster of that African spirit and soul. So in order to get this corrected, like we're starting all over again, you know, because we came, our ancestors came right out of slavery and bust open with Black Wall Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Seneca Village, Wilshire, and countless other ones that we still haven't, don't even know of yet, you know. I feel like, you know, once they, you know, we can't, we have to do this. We have to get this knowledge to them on a grassroots level. And I think that if we do it like that, we can move expeditiously like this, like the sister said.
Yeah, sister, you're right about that. I like what you're saying. I like what you're saying. We got to keep this energy going. We got to keep everybody involved.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that there, yeah, and that there just proves that, you know, we got to homeschool our children right there even more so. You see, it's because this path of this destruction that they got us on, you see, this must end. You see, and as Dr. Frances Cross Wilson has said in her writings, is that if you condition them like they did 40 years ago through social engineering, you'll have them hell-bent on self-destruction without even knowing the reason why they're doing it. So that's
absolutely
what's incredible about it. You say, and particularly, and you know, with all this high-tech stuff. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Can I say one more thing? Tonight I had got an alert for a video which was very disturbing. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it said, here we go again. They've done it again. They done shot another brother. And I mean to tell you, the footage is it's macabre. It's beyond horrific. All right, it's like, what do we do? You know what I'm saying? We can't do this. We can't keep doing this. You know. That's all I got to say about that. I don't know if you guys have seen it yet, but my God, I got this. No.
Where did they do this at?
Let me see.
And we can look.
Yes, I'm gonna. Okay, it's under Freedom. Wait a minute. Freedom Fighters, something. I can't see the rest of it. Wait a minute. Facebook. Freedom Fighters, Facebook. I do believe it should be able to come up like that. So that's all I see. Don't nothing else. And it's just horrible. That's all I can tell you right now. My heart goes out to whoever his mom is, his family, because it's just horrible. Shabaka, I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to forward it to you, as a matter of fact.
Sister, yeah, I'll be looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to it. It's because you see these public indoctrination centers. You see, that's where the seeds are planted for, you know, self-destruction and perpetuating, you know, the agenda of the oppressor as opposed to our own agenda. You see, that's the problem right there. You see.
We can't really waste no more time right now.
No, we don't. We don't have no more time to waste.
None. You none
see?
At all.
None. Because it kind of means, you know, our progress, you see. And
you know,
then the sad part about it is that you have so many of these miseducated Negroes that still sit up here and perpetuate this shit.
See, my brother, though, like I said, them is the ones that we can't waste no more time on. You know what I'm saying? We wasting our time trying to pick back and grab everybody. You know, we got to move on. Those of us is on the same page, in the same book. You know, that's what we got to do. We can't worry about everybody else. You know what I'm saying? If they wipe them scales off their eyes at some point in time, then maybe. But I don't even think, look, Marcus Garvey already told us. So I am. I've already accepted that.
Right. Shibaki, did you call in from two different numbers?
No, I'm on this one right here. Yeah, I'm in the studio on the other one, and I'm on this one right here because I'm in a grocery store right now getting me some small bite to eat because I'm getting ready to leave Panther Town. So I'm going to put myself on self-mute until I get back outside the store.
Okay.
Okay.
Dots Romeo, Dots Brandy, Dots Colleen.
I agree.
Go ahead, Brandy.
I agree that there is no more time to waste. And, you know, we either move now or we're going to constantly stay in what's been holding us back for a long, long, long time. And I think that's what I don't want to look at. I don't want to think about that. I got to move forward. I got to move forward because I'll say future can move forward. Not that I'm not going to negate that. That's very important. But how are we going to move forward if we got to keep constantly taking back steps every other day? And you can't worry about everybody. Some of these people just cannot be saved. It's like one of our friends told us, not everybody can go. You know what I mean? Not everybody can go. But that's on them. That's us, that's on them. You know what I mean? That's they'll catch up whenever their next lifetime shows up. You know what I mean? Or not. That's how you gotta look at it. You can't lead them and try to teach them, try to get them to go along with the program when they want to be sheep for the wrong side. It's
absolutely
sad.
If they want to stay back, they want to stay here, a lot of them, you know, they want to skin and grin, huck a buck, duck and jive, you know what I'm saying, play cake.
I'm not sad for them. I'm going to look for me. I'm going to look forward to it. Me and everybody who's around, it's about the movement forward. I mean, we got to make plans for if they never do what the hell we want them to do, how are we going to make a better life regardless of what the fuck they do? You hear me? That's how we got to think. It's like, what the fuck are we going to do about that? Forget them. Like, hey, man, they destroyed our whole lives. They destroyed generations and generations and generations and generations, countries and countries and countries of lives.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
We got them built forward. Learn to do church.
All I can do when I talk to people, you know what I'm saying, and they act like this thing ain't been as extreme as it has. You know what I'm saying? I rest my case for them because you ain't talking the same language. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I just don't understand. But that ain't for me to understand. So I ain't gonna stronghold them.
Mhm. Yeah, we can't waste no time with these yes-a bosses and yes-a mamas and all that. We gotta move forward, black family, toward revolution. Ramel, did you have anything to add?
Yeah, I do, and basically I'm in accord with what the sisters is talking about. You know, I just feel that many shall come, few shall be chosen. Those that choose not to be part of the movement, man, it's their loss. That's what I got to say.
Right.
It's their loss, you know. That's it.
Right. Brother Kalim, do you have anything to add? Brother Kalim, are you still with us? Okay, well, I'm going to go over the black code real quick. So number one is we do not steal from one another. We do not kill one another. Number two. Number three is we do not sell or offer drugs to one another. Number four is we do combine our dollars and buy collectively as a group. Number five is we protect our own, our women and children first. Number six, educate our own at every chance. Number seven is we do not fight one another. Number eight is brothers protect and build up one another. Number nine is sisters protect and build up one another. Number 10 is Brothers Protect and Build Up Sisters. Number 11 is Sisters Protect and Build Up Brothers. And number 13 is We Look for Every Opportunity to Start Our Own Business Servicing the Black Community.
Exactly. They say it's because, see, this is all what these other groups is doing, you know, with the money that they take out of our community. You see what I'm saying? And this is why, you know, they don't want us having this knowledge, and they want us to constantly keep feeding their agendas, spending our dollars in their communities. You see what I mean? And then they don't even want to reciprocate by catering to black businesses in the black community of where they take money out of. See, and that's all these other groups, you see?
Right. So that's why they all got to hold their own. Go ahead.
And that's why, as you said so well, Brother Paris, we can't be going out there caping for these other groups anymore. Tangibles 2021, man, $100 trillion.
Yeah. Now. Go ahead.
Right now.
Rapper.
They ain't speaking about that, then there's nothing to listen to. Black agenda has a right, you know what I mean? If you're not talking about reparations, then what are you talking about? You're talking about the edibles, what are you talking about? You're talking about the black agenda, what are you talking about? You know what I mean? It's just this is where it's at. It's the only message rings right now for me. Until something else, well, I doubt that'll happen. Now it's all different right now, you know?
We got some feedback. I don't know where it's coming from, but it's bad.
Yeah, I don't know where it's coming from either.
Well, what about now?
It stopped.
I hear it.
Okay. All right, but you see, once again, getting our children out of the public indoctrination centers is the first and biggest step that needs to be done, you see. And you will probably see the results of this in about 20 years is because you got to understand. The oppressors, you know, like as we stated in Sue, your colonizer. See, they plan for long-term effects. The French, the Portuguese, the Dutch, the Spaniards.
Yep.
See what I mean?
The Irish, the Italians.
Oh yeah. All of that. So those Europeans got together over a long period of time, like about 500 years, and put together their program to enhance themselves at our expense. See?
Yep.
And this is why. There's a lot of not knowing of our true history in our community. You know, our family units are shattered. See? And then just like in the public indoctrination centers, they got the kids doing everything by a bell, putting them in detention, already grooming them. Before society, our kids are going to fail. See, so, you know, there's another code on that, on the educational code aspect of it.
Well, that's one of the nine areas of human activity. The nine areas are entertainment, education, economics, labor, law, politics, sex, war, and religion.
Right. See, so we got to get some of our students more off into science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Right.
You see, because, you know, this is how these fools were able to, you know, play Space Cowboy and all that old stupid-ass shit, you know? you know, utilizing, you know, the economical resources, but at the same token, exploiting us for the raw materials, you see? That they use in those industries.
Technology.
Yeah, space exploration. You see what I'm saying? Refrigeration, you know, all the inventions they stole from us. Concepts of engineering, technology. And that's why they don't want us knowing about our true past. See?
Once we decolonize our mind and learn about our true past, without the influence of Western civilization and mindset, we can start to see the power that we really have and really possess inside of our ancestors, which is dormant. We just need to be awakened.
You're right.
That's why they're afraid of certain sounds or certain rhythms, because you awaken things that have been around that are splendid. Imagine if we could awaken the Mansa Musa inside of us and just be economically vibrant forever. Would that be crazy? That'd be blessed.
Oh, absolutely.
That's right.
I'm sorry?
And that's the only solution we got to save ourselves, you see, is because ain't no other group going to come and save us. You see? So now we have to dig within.
That's right.
We have to utilize our own resources.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, and this is why, because sure, our scholars and ancestors, you know, 50, 40 years ago, they already left the blueprint.
They left it.
Yeah, and we allowed ourselves to be distracted by Hollywood and all this garbage. All that self-hatred and got black men wearing dresses and you know, and didn't want to kill the black family unit.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's why we got to reverse. Yo, energy can't be destroyed. It can only be turned around. So what we need to do is we need to turn around the vibration and start to bring forth positive images within the side of a Hollywood. Once we got Hollywood in effect, we can start to change the mindsets of people without firing a shot. And that's all we need to change their behavior. Once their behaviors are changed,
exactly.
Then we got everything, you know, I mean, going exactly how we need to go in order for us to connect with our ancestors full 60 degrees and complete the revolution.
Oh yeah.
I remember hearing a brother say he said that the music has been a powerful weapon, and he said hip hop is went world global, and he said it has influenced black culture, even white people, you know what I'm saying? But he said he said imagine if we could go back and bring that back with that KRS-One, Talib Kweli, A Tribe Called Quest, you know, all of them like that, you know.
That's
and Talib had a summit. He had a summit. He was talking about that. But that,
somebody's rambling with some papers or something.
Carry on, sister. Ramel's in the queue.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
I'm in
now. The music, the brother was saying that it has been a powerful weapon, but it can be used for positive because it has, hip-hop went global. It has influenced many. So he was like, if we can harness that again and grasp that again and take back ownership of that, you know, and bring it back from what it has turned into, you know, then there you have it. You know, so the music, you know, back in the day, in the 80s, they was rocking the red, blue, and green. You know what I'm saying?
The red, black, and green, if you look at that, that comes from a Tribe Called Quest. I mean, that comes right out of their cycle. You realize that it was a mission that people instinctively traveled through journey and thought. You realize through rhythms. And it was African rhythm that they were awakening when they seen this through the power of the hip-hop and the message. Because it got conscious for a while, right? And then hip-hop starts to really see exactly, y'all say, how they can use the rhythms, right, to make a lot of money. And hip-hop is making billions of people who are supposed to be marginalized. People who have no chance whatsoever should be shot, killed, put up or in jail. And right now it's going for billions of dollars. And they don't care. And they don't care that they're laughing about it. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop is the way to empower black people. It's the final frontier, according to Ren. Ren said it was the final frontier.
Because
he knew already. Clean the cipher. That's it. He said, once you made hip-hop, that was it. He said people all over the world knew it. That's why he didn't want to say that to you.
Hold on, y'all.
Brother Sabaka and Brother Shay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Shalom.
Brother Sabaka, can you hear me?
Sister. Yo, to that sister that was talking.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm sorry. That sister that was. I'm writing a book about hip hop right now, right? I'd like you to check it out. I think you'll see some interesting things up inside of it. I need your email so I can send to you.
Okay.
All right, so I can get email?
Brother Sabaka.
Yeah. How do I get your email? I'm sorry?
Where's Brother Sabaka and Brother Say at?
I'm sorry?
I'm right here.
Okay. Okay. I got a question, though.
The only part I got was .com because the brother was speaking beforehand. If you could repeat it after the sister. If you could repeat it right now, please, sister. Sister, if you could repeat it right now, please.
Okay, pmshell@gmail.com.
TM0, right? TM0,
Brother, is Sabaka still on there?
Yeah, give it to me.
Is there a way that I can send you my email and then you can shoot it to him?
Of course, sister, we can get that handle for you.
We just lost Sabaka.
Yeah, we lost Sabaka. Shalom, what you were saying, Shalom?
Yeah, so I was just going to say, man, hey, we got to get Brother Sabaka back on there, but I wanted to say something, man, you know. I'm not going to be on here too long, but I want to say, man, one of the main issues is not even so much as going back to the old days. It's about catching up with these new days, and if we can get some of these people to stop spending all their energy, okay, so a couple of people get killed by the police, that's cool, we understand that, but we need to start focusing some of our energy on the bad things that's going on to the brothers and sisters that are still alive, because when you assist the people that are still alive, then you can keep things alive instead of keeping them dead.
This call is originating from
right.
Ohio Correctional Facility and may be recorded
right
and monitored.
I agree with him.
Like
I agree
the system
got
us focusing
on
all of our energy.
Yo, y'all heard that? Y'all heard that? We're being listened to.
One at a time, y'all. So many people
yo,
talking.
Yo, right,
can you hear me?
So,
go ahead, Colin.
Yeah.
Hey, Brother Sabaka.
Yeah. Yeah, Brother Sabaka.
Brother Sabaka.
Yeah, I'm here.
Brother, yeah.
We was just looking for you, brother. I wanted to make sure I say what's going on with you and the brother Shay and, you know, and the sister Brandy and everybody in the mix. But I wanted to just get one thing out. We were speaking on about, you know, some things that need to be stood up for in the community. And we was basically,
right.
I was bringing to the table that the system got us so focused on the black brothers and sisters that are getting killed instead of the black brothers and sisters that's been mistreated but that are still alive. So what they're doing is making us focus all our energy on the dead like we should only be dead instead of the ones that are still alive to give energy to the ones that are still alive to raise it up some more.
Right. Because we do got a lot of our missing children out there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because there's a high proportion of these missing girls and our missing children, and we need to come on code with that.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, definitely we got to do that. I mean, we got to set an agenda and make measurable goals in order to achieve these our feats and these visions that we do have for ourselves as a community. Once we realize that we have the ability. Hey, yo, Sabaka, are you there?
Yes, I'm
Sabaka, are you there? Yo, can you get that sister's email for me? Can you get her to send you that email so I can send her my writing?
What sister's that?
The sister that was just talking just on the phone.
Okay. Okay.
If you can get an email for me. Maybe,
okay.
Maybe she's still there. I'm just saying
I'm
it's
here,
important
I'm here.
That we... Yo, can you give Sabaka your
here.
Email?
Yeah,
my
I,
sister,
I can
could
do
you
that.
Give some... All right, so boom, we got that connection. That was organized. That was organized. We just relayed
Ohio
information.
Facility and may be recorded and monitored.
Yeah, Ohio.
We just
know.
Right in the face of danger.
That's my boy.
Just made it happen. You know what I'm saying? To realize that we got now we got to go on to the next, right? And start to build more movement mobility. Once we got mobility, then that's the reason how we get to, you know, our destination. You know what I mean? People to sit through tasks like that. Like I mean, if you want to look at it like that, sure, why not? You know what I'm saying? But I'm not trying. I mean, it's gonna come around again. You know, because everything goes through six revolution. And realize that revolutions will not be televised, right? But it's going to actually come through dialogue. Yep. You see what I'm saying? Because everything on television is a show, television. You know what I mean? I'm surprised that they don't have a cable TV show called television. Like, you know what I mean? And it's right there for you. And they say, is this a lie? I mean, they do. It's called the news. And they're really sweating that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because realize that we create our own news and we're not programmed like a machine. So we are beyond this. We control all the assets in this world, all the resources that are actually that machines are dependent upon. There's no question in my mind that we hold all the power, and that is a significant thing. That white society and yellow society, as a matter of fact, is basically dependent upon us and trying to make it look as if we dependent upon them, and they're giving us AIDS, and we're taking it as if that is psychologically true when we realize that we have all the resources. Once you realize that we have all the resources, right, we in the driver's seat. Where we go is up to us. So now it's no longer man on man. You know what I'm saying? It's man on guard. You know what I'm saying? How far can we take it? You know what I'm saying? We in a garbage seat. How far can we get to God's vision for us? You realize it's almost immeasurable. It's immeasurable. But the Most High can take us to any place. I guess, you know what I'm saying? What we got to do is visualize victory, work wishes, and see things in a series of events. That's why I said that, because everything got a rhythm. Once you got a rhythm, you're doing things in motion. You see what I'm saying? Because things are moving. The revolution is moving.
One thing you gotta realize too, though, it's 2021. So in 2021, it's not a question about who got the money. Black people know they got the money. The question is, when are the black people gonna stick together and spread the money amongst the black people that's still alive? That's the problem.
We're doing it right now.
This call is originating from an Ohio
We're doing it right now.
Agency.
We're sticking together right now. We're creating cybers, and we're doing it.
Breonna Taylor family just got more than $20 million. George Floyd family just got more than $20 million, and there's plenty more families just like it. It's not about where is the money at. We know where the money at. It's about when is we going to come together and spread it amongst each other.
Right. That's part of the code, Silo. We combine our dollars and buy collectively as a group.
And then get our children out of these damn public indoctrination centers. You see what I mean?
Exactly.
That's where it starts at. It starts with our youth. And this is why I've always said that with us being in a state of emergency, we got to focus on ourselves at least for the next 2.5 generations just to correct the corruption that came in our last 2 generations.
Right. Accept your own and be yourself.
Right.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Yes, sir, brother.
Shadow, you calling back?
Yeah, I'm going to check back in.
All right, peace.
Okay.
Shadow, too excited.
Thank you for using GTL.
Well,
that's our brother General Shiloh is locked down in the Ohio State Penitentiary. You know what I mean?
Let him go.
We brought, you know what I mean? We bring somebody to the front line, for real.
That's
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Brother Kaleem, you on point, brother. I just wanted to tell you that, brother. Salute to you, my brother.
Yeah. Yo, salute. Yo, we just call together as a people. We're doing unity right now. We're doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm taking it to the Most High, giving thanks every morning in a rhythm. I'm just starting to make these rhythms work. We will start to see the results of that action. Everything moves in motion. It's all good, baby. It's great. We know that. We know that. We know that. Yeah. We got this. We got this. We got this. What up?
I think knowledge is power. Power is the manifestation. The force is there. Just got to be able to grab the force and push it forward.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't hold on to it. It's like a ball of chi. You send it out, you know. Send it out real hard, and then you get it back. You know what I mean? You can't worry about everybody. You just got to worry about yourself and yours. You know what I mean? And everybody's close and yours is yours. I mean, me and mine, you know what I mean? Using yours. Just worry about that. Just focus in like the force is like a ball of chi to me. Like an energy, a fiery ball of energy. And we just got to say, fuck it, man. We already know what happened. We know what happened. We don't got to live through it. We've already been traumatized. We've been thoroughly traumatized on a daily basis. Extra traumatization. Extra loss, extra grief, extra pain, extra lack thereof, extra being ignored, what. You know what I mean? But now we just got to put this all this ugly energy. My daddy said, turn your anger into something positive.
What up?
Take all this
that.
Anger and frustration and mold it into something beautiful for us. Fuck them. They've been holding their own nuts. They've been taking care of themselves.
Reverse the polarity.
They've been shitting on us all our lives. Right. So we put this good, ugly-ass energy into something good and build something new.
What up?
And protect it by all means necessary.
And it's called reversing the polarity.
By any means necessary, protect it.
And you got negative energy.
Protect it
and
defend it. And it is stay ours. We protect and defend our money. It stays ours. Protect our businesses, it stays ours. We protect our children, it stays ours. Protect our mates, it stays ours. Protect our men, it stays ours. Protect our women, it stays ours. Protect our families, it stays ours. Protect our agriculture, our economics, it stays ours. We defend it by all means necessary. Fuck it, you gotta die. You come close, you touch, you fucked it, you die. It's ours. We can't have it no more. They lived a lot our lifetimes taking shit and keeping it and holding it against us and making us feel powerless and defeated. And that defeated shit is irritating like a motherfucker because when some of us are real progressive mindsets are like, man, I can't be defeated. I got to win. I got to win. I got to do this.
What up?
I got to do this for us. I got to do it for me. I got to do it for you. I got to do it for mine. I got to do it for us, the ones that are with us. Everybody else, fuck them, man. They've been holding their nuts with the white man.
Yeah. Tupac said, get yours.
You're right.
You got to get ours. You know what I mean? For real. Fuck that, Delane. Get yours. You know what I mean? We got to come together, man.
Right about that.
It's all about entrepreneurism.
We only got to come together with the ones that are with us. We ain't got to come together with the ones that ain't with us.
Ain't no 50 halfway, ain't no halfway. It's, you got to be all the way in, 100% dedicated to the cause. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers that are iffy and all that shit, man, fuck them. I mean, you know.
Mediocrity
should
be the new standard.
What up?
Yeah, we're
mediocrity
the new standard. We're the code.
Right now, we should be high achievers. We are high achievers. We're not living to our full genetic potential, our full force, our life.
Ma'am.
We're not living up to it. We're letting it be grim and dim and cloudy. But we know we could burst through this shit and take the ones that are with us. Move forward. You know what I mean?
What Brittany Ball said right
there,
forward,
it's like
I would
a
agree.
Blaze of fire. Yeah, if we move forward, it's like a blaze of fire.
Hey,
Brandy Ball. They can't catch up. They can't build up. Hey, Shiloh. I'm like, well, I'm glad you're back.
Hey, you know what? Hey, it's cold that you say that, too, because I feel like Since they got all this cultures going on, I think one of the biggest ones right now is cancel culture. I think we should come together and start working on as a team.
Did we lose Shiloh? Am I the only one in the room?
Nah, we should be
Lives honest. Matter. Over there with the
Haitians. We got this.
Hold on, brother. Hold on 1 second.
That's not how it goes. See, the code, you talking about we got this, you show me $1 million right now and I will believe it. We don't got it until we can get everybody to come together. That's the problem. When Harriet Tubman was escaping from slavery, she ain't just say, oh, we got it, we going to escape and leave everybody else. No, she said, y'all coming or y'all going to die. That's what I'm saying. So right. It's cancel culture. They use a cancel culture to their advantage. We need to start working right here and from this day forward and use cancel culture to our advantage and start canceling out all these groups that's accumulating all this shit and they ain't sharing.
Boycott the faith, endorse the rail is what my brother's saying.
Black people have been abused by money. They have been terrorized by money. They've been abused by money. They've been given it. They've been taking it away. They've been lived in poverty. They've been
and now they're trying to terrorize us with it.
And now they don't know what to do.
They're terrorizing us for them to live.
Right. But we can't check them.
Exactly.
To know how to share. Not everybody has a sibling. You know what I mean?
So we got to make them share.
Those people are in the food section. We'll put those people who don't know how to share wealth in the coon section. They're not about the black economics with the black co-ops and whatnot.
We're going to have to start putting up posts about Black Lives Matter and all these other groups and make them understand and let people know the truth. We was on the phone with Black Lives Matter like, hey, look, we want to try to get together and work with us on this project. They start talking to me about who I was before I got locked up, running the street doing things. I'm like, hey, hold on.
That movement's trash
it's
now.
It's
on white words on black
this
paper.
Is
just look at the symbolism.
Correctional facility,
you know what I mean? It's
and
maybe
recorded
we gotta build
and monitored.
Thing. Because they ruined it with their LGBTQ propagandas and their fucking cisgender, whatever the fuck that means. And
well,
I don't know, what other bullshit they had. They ruined it. It's trash now. If you look at it, it's white words on black paper, just like how we live. They're white
and this is why, you know, as Brother Chase says, and we approve of the message, hey, these other groups got to go hold their own nuts. It's because let's look at something. How the hell are we going to help somebody else with their backyard when ours is in shambles? We need a minimum of 50 years to countermand.
Right,
you
and
know,
if you want to help our cause. True indeed. I just want to say one thing, General Shabaka. If you want to help our cause and you're listening to the show right now, and you like what you're hearing and you want to endorse us, go to frontlinecampaign.org and submit a payment. You know, it will be utilized for the community and for the betterment of our people. You know, and you will get a gift of a mixtape or a book, you know, something tangible.
So brother,
go to frontlinecampaign.org.
Can you get Shabaka to email me your information, please, so I can get at you?
Come again?
Yo, you can get Shabaka to email me information so I can get at you, man.
Oh, yeah. Shabaka got everything. He got the keys to the car, so you talk to Shabaka.
I want to...
Yeah, we can network, brother. Give the brother my number, too.
I'm sorry, my brother.
You can have my number, too, brother. Go ahead, Mr. Shabaka.
I was going to let the brother know that I'm going to email him the contact information on that.
Yeah. And my phone number, too. Give him my phone number, too. You can call, too, brother. Yes, sir.
We got this. We're networking right now. You know what I'm saying?
We got the universe.
That's positive.
Go ahead, Kaleem. Sorry about that, brother.
So I'm just saying, as we start to utilize this hip-hop music, right, we certainly realize we have the rhythm to start to give messages.
The other side of hip-hop is something that we can use, you know I mean, to balance the culture. Because we're going to be in reality. It has to be balanced. Everything isn't all good and everything ain't all bad. You got to realize there's a bit of this and a bit of that. It's a yin and a yang. You know what I'm saying? And as you realize that what we got, you know what I'm saying, is surely what we need, you know what I'm saying, to progress us. Because everything right. is before us. You just have to go out and assemble it and use it as a tool. And hip-hop can be that tool for us to get to
this call is originating from an Ohio correctional facility.
My brother is locked down, right?
Recorded and monitored.
I got something for you right here. Before I step, I'm about to step, but I'm gonna lead this. He say, GPS another route. What the fuck these people talking about? That is why the Reasonable Doubt probably released that. Put that couple dollars in pockets for you to eat, man. That is not icy, little buddy. You got a sleep chain. Go get it together because now better than never. And if you stand for nothing, you will stand up for whatever Simon's telling you to do until you end up with a crew full of pussy motherfuckers just like you. See, I run with a few of the best and nothing less. And if I was your professor, I would tell you not to keep a lot of dollars in your dresser. And when it comes to beef, you got to walk a triple decker. That's the only way the Burger King to know it was a play.
Hi, brother. Thank you, brother.
Yeah,
we appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that was tight, yo. Hip-hop don't stop. Hip-hop don't stop.
You put the music to
yeah,
a
yeah,
little
sure.
agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tron, it's all very good.
See, one of the things is that we got to start utilizing our own resources because, you see, all these other groups, these motherfuckers, you know, they've been getting our resources for centuries. Land resources, labor resources, intellectual resources. You see what I'm saying? I mean, look at Gravel T. Woods of all the inventions he made.
Yeah.
Didn't get his proper credit.
Man,
yeah.
Don't forget it.
Yeah, you see, all that generates generational wealth. You see what I mean? And what we got to do is that we got to look at the long haul of it. And it's because, you see, the oppressor, he did everything for long-term effects. See? Just like Jacques Chirac said, of how over long terms of time, of how they faded away our education and knowledge of ourselves, and then they put this Eurocentric education in us. Just like you said, Brother Ramel, the Eurocentric invasion of the black mind.
Yeah,
that's happening every day.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Their stronghold is our brain.
So hell bent on this self destruction. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
a fact.
And we got to get to our youth.
Real and boycott faith, bro. You know what I mean? We got to endorse real and boycott faith on real. You know what I mean? Shit.
That's the plan. We're about to put together a plan with that this week and bring it to the table, brother.
Hey,
I'm going to check back in tomorrow evening, brother, and y'all be blessed and good night. And I love y'all, man. Facts.
We love you too, Shiloh. Be safe, brother.
One love. It's a black on black love. We know that. That's what we're giving to our people.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. Good night.
All right, brother.
Hello. That's kind of the most awesome thing that's great. I'm feeling it.
Okay, now.
Kalim, I got a question for you, brother. So you're part of the Nation of Islam under Louis Farrakhan?
Louis Farrakhan. Yeah, I miss Louis Farrakhan. Yeah. I mean, I was.
Okay.
I mean,
How long you been in the Nation, brother? How long you been in the Nation?
I just used to go to speeches and whatnot, right? And it's like, I met Farrakhan some when I was in Africa. Right, and it was like I seen that the Nation was a movement that was inspired by Allah, because who else could bring us out of this misery that we in? You know what I mean? The wicked and despised people, some of the worst people on the planet that the devil already knew was his. You know what I'm saying? Allah took him back just like that and gave him knowledge of self so he could stand up and be a man. You know what I'm saying? Realize Nation but means men and Allah and these boys from boys to men. You guys realize that the Nation is something that a lot of money for us. You know what I'm saying? I've got ideas I think that can compete with that, because that's already in its own structure. but realization has its own limitations. But limitations are still high in comparison to what other people are doing, how they're taking people and showing that black people can educate their people in institutions and can be competitive worldwide. This is just how great the nation has been built. We got to thank Allah for the inspiration to make people look this good. One, the best one,
I don't know if you can hear us. Can you hear me, Paris?
Yeah, I hear you.
The reason I ask is because we have a lot in common. I'm a 5%er. You know, I'm part of the 5% Nation of Gaza. I've been in the nation for 25 years, and I just wanted to know some of your background. You know, but I've been in the nation for 25 years myself. You know, I know the supreme wisdom, you know, otherwise known as 120, mathematics, alphabets, all that, you know what I mean? And how it applies to the situation that we're in now is that, you know, I'm active, man, and it taught me independence. It taught me how to think for myself and do for myself and do for my people and know that I got to come together with my people for one common cause to free my people mentally, physically, you know, and on all levels, you know what I mean? I'm here for my people, man. I'm a servant for my people. And that's all I want to say, brother.
Word up. Respect. Yo, salam for that. Yo, Allah Akbar. May Allah be pleased, yo. Mashallah. How beautiful, yo. How beautiful. How beautiful.
Shabaka, I don't know what our time is looking like, man, but if you want to expound on whatever you want to...
We got time.
You know, speaking of speaking on code, man, a code is like a cipher, man. You know what I mean? And what I mean is a system. You know, and the system that I deal with is the system of knowledge. I can't be going around here doing ignorant shit. And my code tells me not to do shit that is detrimental to my health and my people's health, and that's selling drugs, man. I can't motherfucking endorse selling drugs or approve that, man. You know, I ain't with prostituting my sisters. Go ahead, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Ramel. Man, that's all part of the code right there.
I ain't with pimping. I ain't with trying to be some shit other than an original black man, you know, that is positive and that's a father figure and a major figure in the world. That's all I'm trying to be, man. All that other shit, man, doesn't matter. All that other shit is an illusion, bro, fed by the devil. Yeah. You know, they're trying to, it's like they're feeding our brain with so many illusions and confusion and all this bullshit, you know, to keep us from our path, man, and keep us from our trajectory to be on top of the world once again, man. You know, the world belongs to us, man. The world is ours. You know what I mean? It's only a matter of time before we take control again, man. And we are going to rise. Word is bond. And I hope this is heard, you know, and recorded and replayed because the world is ours, black family, and we are going to be on top again one day. And, you know, hopefully what we're speaking on right now causes a domino effect to inspire people to do what's right for the right reasons.
Well, right. See, this is why they try to keep us so ignorant of ourselves, so therefore that we don't accumulate that power and then some. You see what I mean? And that they tell us on a collective basis, that's the more reason for us to do it. You see? It's because they're coming up here with all these hidden-ass agendas, benefiting everybody else, got these alphabetized-ass individuals, non-binary motherfuckers, people coming up confused, and now this shit here, you know, is supposed to be the norm. See, we got to get our youth and our young people and our babies away from that bullshit.
Indeed. And we need to bring them, we need to bring their ears to the forums like the one we have right here so they can hear the message that we're delivering, man. Because this shit holds substance. This is what the brother Jesse Parrish from Mayor Denver is always talking about, the tangibles. This is shit that you can live off and live on. You know what I mean? This is something worthwhile. The message that we're delivering right here is gold. Titanium.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And we need to bring more people. So, you know, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell people to come to our radio show, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, the Revolutionary Agenda, and Frontline Black News, and help us at frontlinecampaign.org, because the message we're delivering is official and is tackling the tough issues of the world. You know, this is tangible right here. You know, that's all I want to say. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Shabaka, we have the two words.
So what now?
You got to give them the two words.
Oh, yeah.
Shabaka, hit them. But you got to include Bollywood into that, and anybody that's a sellout, you got to throw that in there.
Okay.
Sellout too.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Okay, to those there in the city of Los Angeles, to the mayor, to his city council, to the Motion Picture Academy of Arts and Sciences, the Board of Directors at the Screen Actors Guild, Screenwriters Guild, Screen Actors Guild, to the heads of the major motion picture studios there, Paramount Pictures, 5555 West Melrose Avenue, MGM Studios out there off of Culver Boulevard in Culver City, California, which is his own city. Also to Warner Brothers and Universal Studios over there near Studio City, and out there to Burbank Studios, Miramax, Hollywood Pictures, as well to his 20th Century. We got two words that we mean from the bottom of our hearts. The way you degrade our images, the way you got us belittling ourselves, in this shit, the puppet strings that you got our people on who should be making decent films about the legacy of where we come from, and you refuse to do it. We got two words to say to you all, and those two words are fuck you. And we mean those two words with the deepest of
man, that was so moving right there.
And we approve of the message.
And fuck the Academy Awards.
Yes.
And I'm talking about that damn Kodak Theater that sits right there on the corner of Hollywood Boulevard and Highland Avenue in Los Angeles.
Hell yeah. And that was RBG to the third power, power to the people for real.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. You see? And see, and then once we control these industries or start flexing our muscle with high technology and movie making, see, we already have an advantage because they come to us on our continent for the raw materials of it. So if we do that, just like what Brother Kaleem is saying about Julius Malema with the economical freedom fighters over in Tanzania, is that we got to control our natural resources on a collective basis. Just like what Malcolm said over there in Africa, our problem is your problem, and your problem is our problem.
Yep.
So indeed, Shabaka, like I said, they're going to come on their hands and knees begging us to free them and cure them from all the plagues that are troubling the world right now, all the problems of the world, just like when they were going through their, what was it called, the Dark Ages or whatever the fuck were, they were taking and they...
Yeah.
You know, and the best gift we could give them was a bar soap.
They wiped out half of Europe.
And that's what we're going to give them. We're going to give them a bar of knowledge, you know what I mean? You know, so they could clean up their act, you know what I mean?
Well, see, once again, when you look at history, it's a, do we show them how to wash their nasty asses?
Everything in
order. Yeah, they had to come to us to learn how to wash their nasty, stinking asses. And you'll be surprised of half the diseases you could eliminate just by washing your ass.
Damn.
We lost Brother Kaleem, but he's back now.
Yeah, sure indeed. Sure indeed.
Is Brother Kaleem back with us?
Yeah, he should be.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
I gotta get off. Can I get my closing statements, please?
Go ahead, Anchorman.
Okay. This is Rommel understanding, the angel of peace from the east. Understanding understood in a neighborhood near you. The one and only Blizzard, the Freezer, the Lady Pleaser, a.k.a. the Devil's Uncle. There'll be nothing left shooting my bang, bang, bang. Doing my thing on the bike, the streetwalker player, the pop player, young player from over there. Mr. Bad Guy, it is I, so where we make fly. You know what I mean? The black and clear armor has arrived. Thank y'all for checking out our show, and we'll be back very soon. Peace.
And that is the Blizzard, ladies and gentlemen, who did our intro this evening on this episode here, November 30th, 2021. So therefore, for my closing statement, folks, is that it's up to us to take care of us, like I said. And I finally got back here to Panther Town, where we came from tonight. The homeless situation here in Oakland is bad from what I've seen since I've been gone, and it's gotten worse. And then what it is that, like what's going on there in the city of Denver, of the inhumane treatment of how they're doing homeless people. And keep in mind, all the homeless people are taxpayers at the federal level, at the state level, the county level, and the municipal level. They all buy cigarettes, right?
Yeah.
So therefore, so they got a right to be registered to vote and vote the motherfuckers up out of office who don't want to do right by them. Rather if it's in Denver, rather if it's Oakland, Los Angeles, Cleveland, Albany, New York, St. Petersburg, Florida. So what we got to start doing, black family, is that we got to start flexing our economical muscles. Imagine. And I'm going to leave you all with this thought. Just imagine the playoffs are coming up for the NFL. Just imagine on the AFC Championship game and the NFC Championship game for that weekend if none of the black players decided to suit up. Look at the chain reaction that they would cause off in those advertisement sales, ticket sales. It'll fuck them up real good. But they don't want us learning about that type of stuff. They don't want us seeing that. They want us to be some confused, alphabetized individuals. to keep perpetuating our self-destruction, and they thinking this shit is progress. And the sad part is that they got our youth thinking that this shit is progress. And the only thing that this bullshit does is countermand our progress.
That's it.
For real. Seriously. Economically, politically, educationally. So you're damn right we got to have a code that we got to adhere by on a collective basis. Hey, we have some future episodes on that. You know, all invited to participate. You know, to hear what everybody's got to say on it. Because this is some real, real bad times, folks. And they want us to be the first ones to go out here to get killed for them. We can't do it anymore. We owe that to the generations after us. But that there is my opinion. And that there is my closing comments. All right, Brother Chess.
Yes, thank you to all our callers tonight. Appreciate y'all calling in. Yes, Black family, we have to get on code. Everybody that was on this call tonight was on code, but it's a lot of our people that are still off code. And we cannot waste time trying to get them on code. It's either they get on code or they get left behind. We have to build for ourselves, Black family. We have to do for ourselves. And we have to build our own institutions. We have to liberate ourselves. Ain't nobody going to do it but us. So we're all that we got, Black family. Thank y'all. Peace, love, and light, and Black empowerment. Make sure y'all check out Frontline Black News on Saturdays at 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And also check out the Revolutionary Agenda. Also check out frontlinecampaign.org. And We are out. Next closing. Any more closing statements?
Go ahead, sister.
I'm listening to her. I was listening to her.
Let's move forward.
Go ahead, Brandy.
What happened to her? She was there, just she faded out.
She just dropped.
Okay. All righty, folks. Okay, so that there concludes our episode here for November 30th, 2021, being on code. And so what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go, and I guess on our out track, we're going to have, once again, the one and only Mr. Miles Davis with Milestones. Thank you for joining us.